This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to spend a little time at the top of the program today with the preferred economic indicator of the President of these United States. He likes to call it the trade deficit. The experts at the Department of Commerce, whence it came this morning, call it U.S. international trade in goods and services. Month to month, the trade gap got smaller. That is the difference between what we sold to the world this past April, the month this report covers, versus what we bought globally shrank a bit from March, about 2%. That will make the president happy. This next bit, however, will not. Year over year, April of 18 to April of 17, the deficit's actually bigger, up 11.5%. And Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains that once you dig into the numbers a little bit, you start to see how some of the recent trade disagreements, shall we say, are changing the global economy.
The trade deficit fluctuates a lot month to month, especially when you drill down into specific sectors. So while it looks good that the trade deficit shrank a bit between March and April, Lori Wallach at Public Citizens Global Trade Watch says the larger trend isn't as positive.
If you look at the first 4 months of this year, the U.S. deficit with the world is the largest that we've had since the 2008 financial crisis.
She says it's particularly bad when you look at China and Mexico. Take, for example, a monthly spike in soybean exports. It helped narrow the monthly trade deficit, but there's a bigger picture. John Bays is a market analyst who focuses on global agriculture.
Once retaliatory tariffs were mentioned or announced by China, export sales out of the U.S. to China virtually came to a halt.
So what explains the increase in our soybean exports? Grant Kimberly is a farmer and works for the Iowa Soybean Association.
We had typically buyers who were buying from South America this time of the year no longer were because the Chinese had bid up the market.
So with higher prices in South America, countries that usually bought from, say, Brazil, turned to U.S. soybean farmers, increasing our export numbers.
What we're seeing is rebalancing of trade flow right now.
Kimberly says this gives a bit of a reprieve to farmers who might otherwise be feeling the loss of business from China, but he says that break is likely only temporary. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.